everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you guys a little bit more about door knocking and what you can expect, especially if you have never gone out there and hit the doors. Now, the reason that I want to talk about this topic is because in my boot camp that I have been running, which, by the way, the next one will be in March. You can go to my website, lordavelasquez.com/new agent. In this bootcamp that I currently have going on, we have been talking a lot about door knocking recently, and there has been quite a few agents, mostly the newer agents, that want to start door knocking but are still a little bit afraid. Some of them are kind of scared. They don't know what to say or what to expect. So I want to share with you exactly how door knocking was for me, especially when I first started. Now, if you have been watching my videos on my main channel, or if you have seen interviews that I have done in the past or been on other podcasts, you'll know that my entire first year, all I did was door knocking. I remember very vividly that very first day that I went and hit the doors and how I felt. It's almost like you're going and you hope that people don't answer or open the door, but at the same time, you want to find someone that's going to tell you, yes, I'm looking to sell my home. So a common misconception or some things that a lot of newer agents think are going to happen when you start door knocking is that they think that the homeowner is going to start telling you a whole bunch of objections. And quite contrary to that, from my experience, usually when I have gone door knocking, and even in the beginning, I noticed that people were very nice. They were nicer than if you start making cold calls, just because they can't really slam the door in your face that quick. I mean, it is going to happen. But generally speaking, people are nicer. They're going to hear what you have to say. And many of them very respectfully will tell you, you know what, I'm not interested, or I don't have any real estate needs, or, you know, I don't have any plans on either buying or selling, but thanks for stopping by. You don't really hear a lot of objections. If anything, one of the things that you might hear that may throw you off is when a homeowner tells you that they already have a real estate agent that's either a friend or a family member that they might use. But even then, I usually tell all my agents and even the agents in my team, and this is something that I would do as well, is that I would ask that homeowner if that agent that they know, whether it's a friend or a relative or whoever it is that an agent that they are committed to or that they have worked with in the past, or if they would at least be open to a second opinion or to have me as a backup. You would be surprised to hear that many times these homeowners will take your information and they will say, yeah, you know, it's okay. Let's keep in touch. You can go ahead and text me or email me. And at that point, it's very important for you to actually exchange information so you can keep in touch. You never know when these people might buy or sell or send a referral your way. Now, continuing with door knocking, if you're new, once you start picking out a neighborhood that you do want to go to, you'll want to do some research. That way you do come across as being knowledgeable. Some of the research that you want to do prior to you going out door knocking is that you want to find out what the average price is in the area that you're going to. You also want to have an idea of what the average home in that area is like. Perhaps you mostly see 3 or 4 bedrooms. Maybe mostly it's single family homes. Maybe it's townhomes. Whatever it is, you want to do as much homework as possible. And all of this is just by looking at your MLS. You can see the sales for the past 30 days. You can see how many homes sold at or above asking price, and what the average price that home sold for was, and also the average days on market. When you go out and door knock, some of the very popular questions that people might ask you are, what do you think my house is worth? What's going on currently in the real estate market? Do you think the market's going to crash? What are interest rates like? And that's pretty much it. It's a very basic conversation. And if you have never door knocked, this is actually going to be much easier, and you're going to be surprised at the great response and how you were probably overthinking it from the start. So door knocking, it's definitely effective. My team is doing it right now. Even though the pandemic is going on, a lot of people are home and many of them are nice and want to talk to someone else just because they have been stuck to being at home, being at their home office. So when someone does stop by, they're happy to talk about what's going on in the neighborhood. Many of them already know what the market is like. I'm sure that wherever it is that you are listening from, you have seen that we are in such a low inventory with homes selling above asking price with multiple offers. So that is also something that you want to share with these people when you go out and door knock. A lot of them might think that people are not buying right now because of the pandemic, but in fact, they really are. We're seeing 20, 30, 40 offers happen within the first week. And this is something that you want to make sure that you share with all of the homeowners of the neighborhood where you're going to. That way, they see you as a very knowledgeable agent. And because you are going door to door, they're also going to see you as that neighborhood expert, especially if you are providing them with some very specific data as to what is going on in the market. So that's all I wanted to share with you all in this episode. I hope that you have enjoyed it. If you are thinking about door knocking, but you're still a little hesitant, I would recommend to just go out there and do it. There are a lot of different scripts that you guys can use. You can probably Google them. Mike Ferry has a few door knocking scripts. So just go on Google, type in door knocking scripts for real estate, and I'm sure you're going to find a few. Thanks again for listening. And remember, if you are enjoying these episodes, make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching online. Or if you are listening in one of the streaming platforms, make sure that you subscribe to wherever you're listening. And also, I would love it if you leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. Thanks again, and I'll see you on the next episode.